listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Happy to catch up with Jody Hendricks of the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And Jody, the first thing I want to ask is, how tired are you?
Oh, man. I am exhausted. This week, I feel like I've kind of just been moving around like a zombie. It was a very busy and hectic session.
Yeah, and for those trying to piece that together, Jody spends a lot of time at the Roundhouse during the session and dealing with the Roundhouse and updating information at nmfam.org. That's the website for the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. And, you know, Jody, let's jump into good news. There was plenty that was brought up. I saw plenty of emails about please let your legislator know about these bad bills that we want to stop. Can you talk a little bit about that and what we have to celebrate?
Yes. So, you know, there were plenty of bad bills that we wanted to stop throughout the session. But we have some really good things that I want to celebrate. Just a few of those bad bills that we were able to stop. I just wanted to let people know we were able to stop the Paid Family Medical Leave Act, that HB 11, which would have been bad for families and businesses across New Mexico. But we were really excited about the fact that we were able to stop the library bills that they were running in both the House and the Senate. Those bills would have protected or continued to protect even further sexually explicit content in our kids' libraries at schools and in public libraries. And we were able to stop those. Specifically, the one in the House got to the point where there had been so many actions taken and the voice of the people had spoken so loudly that the leaders in the House decided this is not worth the fight. This is not, I don't want to bring this to the House floor. And so they never brought it for debate on the House floor. Therefore, it stalled in the House. And then the same thing on the Senate side, you know, it was kind of running down to the wire. And the Senate Judiciary Committee decided to roll it because, again, it wasn't worth the time that it was going to take with the time they had left because they knew what an outrage it had become. So I just really want to encourage everyone who was taking part of our Action Center, your voice carried weight this session. So those library bills were stopped. And then really specifically, I'm so excited, the Comprehensive Human Sexuality Education Bill was stopped. And this one specifically, again, comes to New Mexico FAMS Network and all of those who took action on that link to stop this bill. We were able to work directly with Senator Jay Block to supply him with some really great research, some data, some amendment options that really just took the bill apart to show how bad the bill was. And it was specifically that work and the actions taken, the voice that backed all of that information up that the Senate floor majority leader said, yeah, you're right, this is a bad bill and we're not going to hear it on the floor. So that was a huge victory for us. We were so excited to be able to stop it. And I just want to say thank you again to everyone who helped do that. Your voice really did play a key role this legislative session.
Yeah, and for those listening, Jody, I mean, we talk about it often, but you mentioned the Action Center. I mentioned the emails that I got took, I don't know, a minute or two to use to communicate with our legislators. For those not familiar in the Action Center, can you give me the address? Well, we just did, right? nmfam.org. Explain to them in more detail what they'll find there.
Yeah, when you visit our Action Center, you're going to see a breakdown. First of all, we have it broken down by different categories. So if there's one category that you're more interested in following than others, we've made it easy for you to find bills that are all alike. So for instance, if you're interested in taking action on legislation that is meant to protect our kids or to stop bills that will not protect our kids, you just click on the button that says protect our kids. And you're going to see all of the different action items that there were during the session, bad bills that needed to be stopped, things like these library bills and this comprehensive human sexuality education bill were there. And you can just find that bill, you click on Act Now, and it takes you directly to the page where you're sending a message to your legislator. The great thing is that we also have a video option where you can send a selfie video recorded that will tell them, you tell your story directly to them. So they see a face, they see your name, and they hear your story. And again, it takes, 30 seconds to just fill out one of those action items and then hit send. And that floods their inboxes with messages that they see in that subject line that it is in support or in opposition, whatever it is we're trying to do on that particular bill. And that, even if they don't open that email, you better believe that they see the hundreds of emails hitting their inbox that all say, please oppose this bill or please support this bill. So when you use our Action Center, you're really activating your voice and standing for biblical values in Santa Fe.
No, I love that you closed on that, because I was going to ask, someone listening who might not be familiar with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, what sets this group apart from others? And it's looking at all of these pieces of legislation and other things going on through a biblical worldview lens. The other thing I want to give you a quick opportunity to do before we move on and talk about future possible legislation is to speak to the person who's listening who's like, oh, but I don't do politics. We've brought this up before, and it's a fair feeling. It's something many of us have felt at one time or another. But I think you have a good way of articulating why it's important as believers in Christ that we participate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I always love to draw people's attention to Daniel in Scripture. We look and see the effect that Daniel had in just standing for his biblical values, his values that God had set before him. He took a stand in the political arena. And what did it do? It changed hearts. It changed minds. It turned the king to recognizing the value of Daniel's God and to change how things were done at that top level to honor Daniel's God. And in Daniel, we see where we are told to stand firm and take action. So as God's people, we have a responsibility to stand firm and take action for the things of God. Now, why in the world would we then look at that and say that means to stand firm and take action in every arena except politics? If anything, we need to be more active in politics, because we are called to do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. And how can we do justice or see justice in our state or in our country that honors God if we as God's people do not stand up and give a voice to the things that honor God, to give a voice to what justice looks like from a biblical perspective? Loving kindness, we have to consider God's compassion in our laws as well. Loving people, but protecting them from things that are harmful, things that are contrary to God's word. And then, of course, walking humbly with our God means that we're ready to go. We're ready to stand up and take the step of obedience when he calls us to. And that often means giving our values a voice in things like politics, those things that we just want to run from and say, no, I don't like confrontation. No, I don't like the political game. Guess what? I don't either. But I have a responsibility as a believer to stand firm and take action for the things of God. And we have to do that when it comes to our leadership in our state, in our country, and when it comes to policy and lawmaking.
And all while remembering we're ambassadors of Christ, and to do it in a loving, firm, non-apologetic way. And I think that's some really some realistic ways how families can stay engaged is by participating at nmfam.org, as well as at the polls. And won't be long before in the Albuquerque area, we've got a big mayoral election not so far off. We'll dive into that more as it draws nearer, but I want to remind you, you know, please be registered to vote. And, you know, on election day, even those especially those local elections, please do participate and go vote. So let's look forward. What kind of legislation might we plan on pursuing in some of the coming sessions?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because we're really excited about some of the legislation. We actually introduced the legislation this session, and it didn't gain a whole lot of traction, but I want people to understand that's the process. You know, it can take 4 legislative cycles, you know, or more before a bill actually makes it across the finish line. And so this session, we were really excited to introduce some specific bills. We had our EMMA bill, which stands for Every Mother Matters Act, which is really all about giving women options other than abortion to help them be able to know what is available to them if they choose life, to gain the support that they need as they choose life, and then following the birth of their child, what they can continue to gain in support from our state and from communities to help them in choosing life. And then our Detransitioners Protection Act, this is, of course, protecting our minors from any type of gender-affirming treatments like surgeries or puberty blockers, but it's also giving some help and some recognition to those who have chosen to detransition, who have come to a place of realizing that this was not the path for them and they want to detransition. You know, unfortunately, they face a lot of obstacles in the medical world and legally. And so this bill is meant to protect them just as much as it protects our minors. Those both were introduced to this session. And so we are on the path of moving them forward. And we will continue to do so, including also one more bill, the childbirth tax credit, giving a $7,000 tax credit to those families who give birth during the year, life incentives, we like to call them. So these are things that we are continuing to move forward. Even outside of the legislative session, the work does not end. We continue to work with legislators. We continue to help communities and families across the state understand the need for this kind of legislation. Therefore, when we bring it up again in the next legislative session, people understand it. They see the value in it. And they're able to communicate that they want it in New Mexico.
All right. Well, as always, Jody, thank you and your team for all the hard work. And thank you for the time you took to give us an update today.
Of course. Thank you.
And I've been visiting with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. The website, again, is nmfam.org. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.